This is the Health
to Your Health
and Wealth Show.
Show me the money.
On MyTalk 107.1 with guests from Health Foundation's Birth Center and ClearStub Financial.
Let's learn something.
And here's your host, Miss Shannon.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show here on MyTalk 107.1 and streaming on MyTalk107.1.com. I'll consider us still new, even though a lot of the voices that you hear will be very familiar to you. What we're still doing, if you are a fan of the Mom Show, what we're still doing is just giving you that rotating panel of experts that comes in and gives you some information so that you can go through the rest of the week armed with the right information so that you can rest. And so, yes, of course, two of our amazing experts that will help you with your financial health from ClearStep Financial, we have Carla and Cassandra with us again.
Hello.
Welcome to
Good
the
morning.
New but kind of old Health and Wealth Show.
A new brand.
Exactly.
The same great information.
Right. But I think that even if we just go and use this as an example, that there's just sometimes that a good point in your life or mm-hmm. whatever you're doing where it's good to reset and really mm-hmm. go, well, what is the goal? Maybe I should look at these things, pare down, build up, mm-hmm. those kind of things, mm-hmm. which is pretty much what we're doing mm-hmm. with this particular program.
That's right. Yeah, we're very excited about it. I think it'll be fun work. We're excited to be able to bring even more information, just have more time to be able to take calls or help people or just to be a mm-hmm. resource.
And right. just to connect with the health aspect as well, mm-hmm. you know, with Amy's program and company there with really focusing on health for people. But health and wealth, in life, you want to have enough money to be able to retire eventually, right, to feel comfortable. But you also want to make sure your health is good as well.
Right.
So
yep.
they do go hand in hand.
And mm-hmm. I think that intersectionality is important because we do talk about, you know, some of the things that you do is the stress that not having being financially healthy will cause. Mm-hmm. And then that stress can lead to problems mm-hmm. in your health. And mm-hmm. so there were so many synergies where mm-hmm. these things were already dovetailing anyway. So right. we're just going to make all of that clear and out mm-hmm. in the open. And speaking of clear and out in the open, I want to remind everybody that securities and advisory services are offered through Harbor Investment Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Wonderful. Yeah. So we're excited to be able to start off the year here and give some tips on some different financial goal setting exercises and things mm-hmm. and goal setting in general. I mean, goal setting in general is a wonderful thing to do, whether you call it a New Year's resolutions or whatever you want to call it. But just like you said, taking some time mm-hmm. doing like a reset. Right.
And we're going to talk specifically about financial goals. Mm-hmm. But of course, some of the ideas that we work with here, you can carry on over into all your other goals in your life mm-hmm. as well.
Right. Because I think that there are so many things that we're dealing with day to day. That really should work in tandem with one another.
Mm-hmm,
and that yes. instead of doing that, we go, I'm only going to focus on A, B, or C.
Mm-hmm.
When a lot of these things can actually free you up overall if you can figure out a way to get them all to work well together.
Right. And having mm-hmm. specific goals, that's why we really wanted to touch on this subject here and spend some time. And maybe we'll come back to it again even throughout the year. Mm-hmm. But it's so difficult, whatever it is in life that you're trying to do, even if you want to go out to dinner, right? If you mm-hmm. don't pick a place and decide where you're going, right? Well, where are you going to go eat? Well, I don't know. We'll go wherever. You might just drive around all night and not get anywhere, right? So,
or you might be partnered with that person and never make a decision.
That's right.
I'm like, why did I even ask them?
So,
well, now someone's got to make hungry. Hungry. I'm just hungry all night.
Yeah. So you got to have a target right. to go for to be able to successfully get to where you're trying to go. But the same goes for finances and so forth. And,
right.
And it can be very liberating and encouraging once you really have kind of pinpointed some of those mm-hmm. things.
And it's interesting. So some people do this, they don't think that they're intentional. So it's kind of funny. Some people are totally not intentional and don't do anything. And then they look back at their life and they say, well, I could have, I would have, I should have, right? Mm-hmm. Other people, they start off intentionally saving money in 401ks, Roths, and right. all of that. And then they look back at their life and say, I really don't know if I did a good job. Well, you intentionally started off and you did do a good job.
Right.
So different people experience, you right. know, different aspects of goal setting and making right. those financial decisions.
And mm-hmm. I think some of the tips that you're going to give today are very general in nature, mm-hmm. even mm-hmm. that'll help you with whatever type of goals that you're setting.
Right.
That
right.
here's a good way to go. Here's where I start. Mm-hmm. Here's a bite-sized chunk. Here's mm-hmm. something, a way to make it achievable. Mm-hmm. and attainable, and to actually give yourself that pat on the back that you mentioned for going,
you did actually get to this. And so I think that this is going to be a wonderful topic for us to cover
today.
Absolutely.
I would say if you're somewhere where you can be writing, grab a pen and paper or something. Not if you're driving.
Or pull over. If you're driving, here's what I'm going to tell you. That this episode and all of our episodes of the Health and Wealth Show are available in podcast form. So even if this is something that you go, okay, I want to really get all of the ins and outs of this. If you miss it, you can listen back to it. It's also a great way if you are, hey, I need to pass this on to my cousin. This is a great way for you to do that. You can go to mytalk1071.com. Keyword health and wealth.
Right. And we really want people to feel happy and secure in with their finances. And that's what our goal is, to really help people to achieve their financial goals. But we want them to feel good about it.
Right. So this is also a great place. We encourage you to be part of the conversation for the Health and Wealth Show. If you have any questions, any comments, you can always call us at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071.
Yep. And I just want to throw it out there, too, because so many people have reached out, gone to our website, clearstepfinancial.com, and said they just know that this is the time they want to do a consultation. We do complimentary consultations, right? So for anyone who I just want to get going on something, right? I just want to take the next step and figure out what should I be doing? What could I be doing? And maybe you want someone to hold your hand through some of this stuff. Make sure you're on the right track.
Exactly.
We're happy to do that. We do both virtual, you know, Zoom type calls, as well as we meet in person with people who would rather do that. So if that's where you're at, great. We can certainly start there as well. But if you want to just start with some of the goal setting principles here and things, then make sure you're ready with some note taking, or you come back to the podcast, because this is going to be some really good information today.
Okay, so if we are going to start with financial goal setting, like I said, we're going to start with the basics. So we're not going to jump into the PhD level right off the bat. So if we're starting with the basics, what's the first thing we usually want to tell people?
So financial goal setting, what is it? These are some basic general principles of goal setting. So we have, let's see, 5 different pieces to start off with, right? So number one, when you set a financial goal, it must be written down. You want to write it down. I know we have a lot of goals. I talk to people about goal setting all the time in business. You know, with our own business, we have advisors and solicitors and so forth. But everyone, you want to make sure you write down your goals and on a piece of paper, because what flows through stays with you.
Okay, Boomer, I'm just going to say that. Some of us do not have paper. So
you probably don't have checks either, Shannon.
They're in my safe, and I haven't written one in a year. But you do have your notes app, everyone else out there. Okay, you can make yourself a little thing. It's still the same thing.
Count.
Yeah, you
that
do
counts.
Have to still, I had to type it out or at least talk to text it, Carla. It's not just you. So I got to think, because I'll put the paper and I won't even know where I put the paper.
Where's the paper?
But my phone will yell at me and remind me to look
there
at it.
Go.
But I do agree with you. There is making it tangible and actually getting it out of your brain and onto something else that you can go and check back to.
Right.
And so I totally understand that. And I'm just teasing you.
I love it. And so many people don't realize the importance of putting it down, though, whether it's on technology or paper. You've got to write it down.
Yes.
It's got to flow through. So I hear this 95% of all people say, I have it in my head.
No.
It's not written down. It's not something you can see and visualize. And, you know, part of goal setting is you got to be able to see it with clarity.
Right.
It's got to be clear. You have to spend some time on visualizing the outcome of what you're looking for.
Like, this might be the thing that if you are going to write it down, you put it on your refrigerator or someplace like that.
Note or on your mirror where you get ready in the morning so you can have a constant visual. We're not really going to get into some of this as much, but some of those are great goal setting principles. The amount of time you can spend thinking about it, the duration, the intensity that you think about it, the clarity, all of that.
That's all part of the visualization process, not just financial goals, but anything in our life. You know, we have to visualize what we want and what our outcome is. But the other piece of it, it must be, you have to see it today. You have to see it in the present tense. Our minds don't work. You can't train your mind to think in the future. You have to think, okay, today, this is what I'm feeling. I'm seeing, I'm visualizing, as if you're already there.
Well, you have to, because our mind, if we're always thinking someday this, we never live in someday, do we?
Right.
We're always living in the present. So we do have to, we have to work with our mind to feel that it's here now, even though it's not, but that's how we can work towards it.
And I do love those kind of affirmations where if you can't see it, how can you believe it?
Right.
And so you have to go, no, this is, I can achieve this. Here's how I would be if that was already happening. And mm-hmm. I love that mindset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And part of it is training yourself to believe that it is achievable, yep. right? And the repetition of your thoughts, the repetition of your writing it down every right. day, all that repetition, you'll start to, I believe it's about a 30-day window of time. If you do it with intensity
for
and
any
clarity,
new habit, right? We need about anything, 30 days.
Yeah, yeah, to create the mindset that, you know what, this, you know, in the beginning you think, oh, this is such a big goal. I don't know if I ever could achieve such a goal. And you have the doubts and the fears
well, we
and all
that. We have that negative talk in our yeah. head, right? Mm-hmm. We have that negative talk.
And it just, it is what it is, right? So in order to change that and to turn it around and to be positive and to start to believe that it's achievable, it's got to be the repetition daily, 5, 6, 7 times a day to visualize what your outcome wants to be. You know, I had talked to a gentleman the other day and he said, Carl, I'm starting late. I'm 60 years old and I want $1 million in 10 years. So then we set a goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of what we do is help people to achieve their goals by putting it on paper, talking about ideas and strategies, how to achieve those goals. So,
and having a deadline. And having
right?
a deadline. Part of yep. that, you have to have a deadline.
Mm-hmm. But they must be in the present tense today. Think about it today. It's the weirdest thing because you think, well, no, it's not going to happen for 20 years or it may not happen for 5 years, right? That's my goal. 5 years, I want to be debt free or whatever it is. But it, you got to feel it and see it today like you've already achieved it. And you got to be able to almost tease and fool yourself.
Right.
And eventually that fooling of yourself will become believable.
It'll come right. to fruition.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we have a few more points on just the basic goal setting things that we'll cover when we get back. And then we've got some other fun specific exercises that you'll be able to do that'll really help catapult you towards those goals.
We're also opening to take your calls. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with Cassandra and Carla from ClearStep Financial here on the Health and Wealth Show.
Girl, welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show here on MyTalk 1071 and streaming on MyTalk1071.com. I'm Ms. Shannon here with my good friends from ClearStep Financial, Cassandra Brazier and Carla Zebnik-Seifzer. And we are talking about helping set financial goals and just goals in general. Some mm-hmm. good tips that we forget. I think we get so busy in the day-to-day that it's hard sometimes to go, how am I going to plan for later.
Mm-hmm.
We just want right. to get through. We wake up in the morning and it's just start running. Yep. Like I was saying that my life feels like a sprint, but that the finish line keeps moving.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so I'm like, I keep going, okay, eventually I'll be able to stop mm-hmm. sprinting. And then I'm like, oh, I can see it. But mm-hmm. then I'm like, oh, it got a little farther away. And so yeah. I think that happens to a lot of us.
You know, and I think a lot of us are concerned about our families,
right?
Our finances. People might have lost their jobs. People may not see that they could even retire. Our health, you know, some people have health issues. Some people have had people pass away in their lives. Recently, I've heard of a number of people in that area. So mm-hmm. we wake up in the morning and we have all these concerns and fears. And, you know, we've got a lot of things going on in our world that it's hard to just take time and say, okay, I know these things are going on, but separate yourself and say, but over here in my goals in my life, these are the things I want to achieve. And you almost have to separate that
absolutely.
Mentally. I do that all the time. I separate the concerns I have over on the left and I move over to the right and say, but this is what I need to focus on, because you don't want to be in that same spot a year later, 6 months later. You want to be in toward your goals. You want to start to see that progress.
Well, you want to focus on what you can control also.
Right.
So it's mm-hmm. important, I think, to differentiate between, okay, you can have these concerns and things, but if there's right. nothing you can do about certain things, you don't want to dwell on it either. Right?
And can
you
I ask you a question?
You can right. control.
I know you're both spiritual people as mm-hmm. well, and this is one of the things I feel like comes up in yep. conversation with some of my friends as far as goal setting,
mm-hmm.
is that sometimes setting a goal or thinking about other things that you can achieve feels as though you're not grateful enough for the things that you have. And so I think it is, you know, valid to also give people some strategies on not feeling guilty about the things that you have and still wanting to be able to achieve other things.
And I think that is a key. That's a key piece, because sometimes we feel guilty and we think, well, we don't deserve it. So a lot of people in life set goals, and then internally they have this from childhood or whatever that, oh, I may not deserve that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So again, it's that separation from our fears, our concerns, and some of that is deserving. I think it's over 90% of all people out there feel they don't deserve different things in life. To separate that and just to start step, take a step one, write something down. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's on a scrap piece of paper, whatever, write it down. What you want to achieve in the present tense. Right. And Ms. Shannon, you said something in the break. You said you had a goal of buying a house with God's help.
Right.
So if we add that and we at night before we go to bed, say five things that we're grateful for.
Right.
Add God's help there. Mm-hmm. Those are all
and I think there's
that will help us.
And it's all a matter of how do you use what is here, whatever it is, the God, universe, spirits, you know, whatever it is that is your motivation. Mm-hmm. I think it's good to acknowledge that sometimes you go, well, maybe I will need some help. Mm-hmm. And what does that help look like? And mm-hmm. so there's lots of ways that you can see it from a spiritual or a secular standpoint that it's okay. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that help is I'm going to find resources and experts that can help me achieve it mm-hmm. because you can't always see it for yourself. I think happens a lot. And I see to have that conversation with many people and I go, that's why it's okay to go, I don't know how to do this, but I can find a person that does and there's somebody that can help you achieve that goal, and that's okay.
Right. And that's part of what we're here for mm-hmm. is to help people to start to see it with clarity what they can achieve
right?
And maybe even stretch a little bit. And that's our third point here, is that it has to be something that you've never done before.
Right.
So some people will say, well, I'm going to write down a goal. I'm going to buy a car this year. Well, if you already bought a car last year, five years ago, or similar.
Right. Now, if it's a big step up, that could be a goal, right? If the car is a completely different and on a different level, But if you, if it's a similar car that you already have right now, you just want a newer version, that's not really stretching very much.
Yes. Or if you put money in a Roth last year and you say, well, one of my goals is to put money in a Roth this year, that's not a goal.
Right.
A goal would be something bigger. You want to stretch your mind, your vision, how you see things. Goals have to stretch you as a person. And you're not supposed to know how to get there.
Right.
This is where belief and faith comes in. You have to set that goal out there, whether it be 6 months, a year, 5 years or whatever, 10 years. And you have to be able to then back it up and say, okay, this is my goal. Now let's see how we can achieve that.
And Cassandra and Carla, I'm glad that you brought that up. I had read a study that was talking about why that is actually gives you that sense of euphoria, and that actually can feel really good because there's this sweet spot when you are pushing your brain in a very certain style in new territory, which is what you were just mentioning, Carla.
Yep. And that's where the growth happens.
Exactly. Yep. Like you can get into this moment that you can have. And they talked about how professional athletes or other people who are really honed in at this particular skill of focus, it gets to a certain point when you are in that sweet spot of uncharted territory, but something that is still achievable.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, if you want to increase your quality of life, which is what this particular study said, it was having those moments built into your day and your week of going, nope, here's where I'm growing and here's where I'm stretching, because it's good for you.
Right. And there are, well, I was just going to share, because there's a number of studies of with professional athletes talking about how many times they visualize success that they're working towards, that they visualize winning the game or being the first one to cross the finish line or whatever
it
is, but you're right, because they are very, very, very keyed in on the visualization, on the goal setting aspects. Our mind is so powerful, and we really, a lot of times, and we're really never taught this throughout our lives, how to utilize it to be able to achieve the things where we would like in life.
Right. But we have daily obstacles. Mm-hmm. Know that minute by minute obstacles that create the fear. You don't deserve that. No, you're never going to do that.
You can't. You can't.
Well, sometimes it's some of the people around us saying that too, not even in our own head. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're never going to achieve that.
Why would you think that? Happens a lot.
Right. So a lot of these goals are things that you just stay internally. Just tell the people that you know will support you.
Right. So I think that's really good. And I like this next part where, pick something that you can be excited about. It doesn't always have to be punitive.
Well, you need to, because like you said, you need to, when you tie an emotion to it, hopefully it's a positive emotion, right? But anytime our emotions come into play, that thought or that whatever it is that we're thinking about, it's like it gets grounded in our mind then when you tie an emotion to it. Same with a negative emotion, right? If there's something you're very, very scared about happening, you don't want to keep dwelling on that because that's also something that will stick with you.
I call it an imprint in your brain.
Right.
So depending upon how emotional you are, whether it's negative, it's a fear, I'm afraid this is going to happen, right? It starts to imprint. And you can undo that through constant repetition of your thoughts in a positive way. But just remember that you can imprint in a positive way too. You can start to, I believe this, I'm destined for this. I, you know, these are all affirmations you can say to overcome some of your fears and your concerns out there. Write down your affirmations. Right. Again, you're training your mind. When we're born, our minds naturally go to the fear and the negative, and we're trained to be like that from birth on. So you have to untrain yourself and train yourself to think positive.
Because it makes sense. Fear and negative sometimes is a good resource to protect yourself. And so if you are
survival,
you know, if you had to learn that a woolly mammoth was going to come up and murder you, you know not to go where the woolly mammoth comes.
Well, so, even today, right? How do we raise our kid? Don't touch that, or
it's
stay
hot.
Away from that. Right? Be careful. So we are
don't
kind
climb
of trained,
on that.
Right? You're going to hurt yourself, right?
And that's all fair. And so it does remind you that you have to go. You train your brain to be able to go to the positive as much as possible as well.
Correct.
Yeah. Understandable.
Mm-hmm. And then the last thing of the five things. So just to recap, the first one, write it down or put it in an app, right? Make it a present tense because our mind thinks in the present tense only, right? Mm-hmm. Something you've never done, something you're excited about. The last one has to be that it's believable. It can't be completely unbelievable or you'll never even work towards it.
Right. And I think we need to hit into that a little bit more before we move on to these specific exercises. So I appreciate you both sharing this. We have some more tips courtesy of our friends from ClearStep Financial here on the Health and Wealth Show. Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1 and streaming on MyTalk107.1.com. Here with us from ClearStep Financial, we have the team, Cassandra Brazier and Carla Zevnik-Seifzer, telling us how we can set some goals. You know, and these things are, as you said, some basic goal-setting tips that will work well for your financial health, but just for your mental health as well.
Absolutely. Goal. I think when you set goals, it gives you a sense of control.
Yes.
That you have a say in things and that you can, and excitement, I think, it starts to give you some excitement that I could do this.
Yes.
Even if you don't know how, that you could do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Agreed.
Right. Yeah. And that's where believability comes in. Again, you may not believe it in the beginning. You may doubt it and say, I don't deserve that. I can't achieve that. I've never done that in my life. No one in my family has ever done that. And you set the goal, you write it down, separate all the negativity in your world, push that off to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the right, you start writing down your goals and you just do it on a daily basis. Part of it's the discipline of the daily habits that it'll take 30 days to create, but it's first making that decision and then doing it, taking a step right now, writing something down, taking that initial step.
And that's where these exercises can come in. We have a couple specific ones that could be helpful for people to do. So if you're looking for, well, what, you know, I have some goals, I've written them in the present tense now, and you want to have a deadline, right?
Yes.
So you set a deadline. This is, I achieve this, or I save this much money, or I do this, again, something you've never done.
Right.
But not too far out there, right?
Right.
Like if you've only been saving, let's say, 5% of your income, is it realistic to say I'm going to save 100% of my income?
Well, right.
You need something to live on too, right?
So,
you know, make it make sense, but a stretch, right? So if you've been saving 5, could you save 10? Maybe.
Right.
Right. That could still be, it could stretch you, but that's still maybe doable depending on your situation. So,
and a measurement of a goal would be that it is a stretch and that you're excited about it.
Right.
That when you see it, visualize it in the present tense, like you've already achieved it, that gets you turned on and excited.
Yeah.
If it's a goal that doesn't turn you on, you think, oh, I need to do this. It won't be achievable. It's not a fun thing. It's
and
not
maybe
a fun
not
process.
Start with that, because maybe there. I think that as you're saying, you know, Carla, there are things that you go, I should do,
right?
And those are all great, but this is not necessarily what you need to put
down.
Here,
right?
Right. You know, that's something where you're like, okay, and I think there's probably even for some people that I need to. Maybe you are so far in debt that you need to do these things.
Sure.
But how could you put it into re-spin it in your brain? Mm-hmm. So that it doesn't feel like you're doing it from a sense of lack,
right? You know, or so you're right. excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, and the other piece, I know we talked about this, is to really, you know, I always tell people probably 80, 90% of our life is in the process of achieving something, mm-hmm. in the process. And it's, you have to enjoy to be in process.
Right.
Enjoy every minute of your life. Enjoy the fact that you have the brain to be able to goal set. Enjoy your gratitude at night that you're thankful for these things, and it takes your mindset up to a higher level of energy. That's called the law of attraction.
Right.
We attract into our life good-minded people, positive people. We start to attract that. We attract into our life when you're real clear about your goals. You attract the people that can help you
right.
to achieve them as well. But just have that feeling of happiness. Happiness comes from the inside. It doesn't come from items or things or
right.
Cars or anything
material
financial.
Things. Exactly. Right. Or even from another person, right?
Right?
Sometimes
right.
we say, well, this person's not making me happy. Well,
right.
it's your job to be happy.
Right. Right.
Happiness comes from the inside. It's a second by second decision every day
mm-hmm.
to make a decision to be happy.
It's wonderful that you're bringing up that as well, because one of the things we were talking about in the break was that we don't hear this often enough just out in the wild. And maybe you didn't hear this, you know, as you were growing up, but there are a lot of resources out there that talk about just quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that they mention is you may not, if you're talking about your overall mental health and these strategies mm-hmm. that we're talking about, we are helping you enjoy the time that you have
mm-hmm.
because it will feel like you lived longer, although we may not be able to control
mm-hmm.
how long we are on this planet because things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But there are ways that you can go, well, how mm-hmm. did I maximize the moments that I'm here?
Yeah.
And this is part of it, is
right.
trying to figure out a way to frame these things
right.
so that you can have peace of mind
mm-hmm.
and have those moments every day where you mm-hmm. go, I enjoyed today.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let's say that you've written down some goals, right? You've got some there. Now look at those goals. This is one of the exercises. You mm-hmm. look at those goals and you pick one.
Yes.
Now remember in the present tense, because people say I am is present tense, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will achieve this is future tense.
Ah, okay. All right.
So right. So it has to be present tense. So you pick your goal. Now again, maybe we'll just use the example we talked about. Maybe it's I save 10% of my income.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what you would do is you'd either write it down or put in your app,
yep.
Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd put it down somewhere, but then what you would do is you would sit and brainstorm 20 different ideas on ways you could achieve that. And in this specific exercise, the rule in a sense is that you have to come up with 20.
Right.
You have really dig in your brain, use your creativity, use your mind, because sometimes it's that 20th idea you come up with that you look at it and you say, that's probably what the thing that will get me, that will help me the most to get there.
Right.
So you've got to do all 20. And so, mm-hmm. and then what you do is when you look at the 20, you look at them and you pick the one that you think, right, will mm-hmm. help you the most at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you just start there and
right.
you start doing whatever that thing is.
And sometimes you need to tap into the part of our brain that has the answers, but we're not conscious of it.
Right. Or it feels like it's going to hurt. And then once you really start doing it, you're like, okay, that really wasn't that big of a
right.
deal, but I wouldn't have thought of it. Like,
right.
like Cassandra and I had talked about this after I bought my house. I'm like, well, I need to build my cushion back up. So what
mm-hmm.
am I going to do? Where am I going to find this money?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, I'm not going to go get my hair done and I'm not going to go get
See?
My nails done for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time I got to 6 months, I was like, well, now I've gotten pretty good at doing my nails. So I didn't put it back in. You know, my
yeah.
hair, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go get my hair done. I missed my hairdresser. So I'm like, you don't have to give up everything
right.
and go, well, I have this thing that I achieved and now I'm going to be a hobo. Nobody said
yeah.
you had to do that. But it did make me push.
Mm-hmm. But you did
go,
it with
did
a purpose,
too.
Right. And you mm-hmm. probably didn't feel sorry for yourself or anything.
No.
Because you said, no, I'm doing this because I want to achieve this goal.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. it was a mini goal. It was
right.
something that I'm going, okay, it's not something that I have to do when I'm retiring. It was, for 6 months, I'm going to do X.
Yeah.
And this is why I'm doing X.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. And so I just came into it going, you'll be okay. And it actually,
yeah.
being able to have that tangible goal to even explain, like at the beginning, like when I'm sitting there going, oh, my fingers look a little busted. I could justify, well, I'm doing this for a reason. So it sounded
right.
really noble, not
right.
just that I was like COVID lazy now and
That's
not doing
right.
it.
That's
so
right.
I think all these things, they do just kind of help themselves mm-hmm. once you start doing them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to talk about the next exercise then?
Of course. So the other piece is I would recommend, or we talk about this, have a goal book.
Mm-hmm.
Have something, again, paper or
yes.
Your app.
Yes.
I don't know about these apps. I can't see an app. Like if I want to have my goals right in front of me, it's not going to be on an app.
Right.
That's for me anyway.
I spend too much time on my phone. That's the only reason it works on mine is that I'm like, every time I pick up my phone,
you see it
says it. Yes.
It pops up. Right. So to write those goals down in the present tense, and to maybe think about 10 of them, right?
10, right.
Some may be financial goals, some may be spiritual, family,
mm-hmm.
Travel, finance goals. So just to write them down in the present tense every day, write down the 10 of them, write down
right.
in a goal book, just a notebook,
any right.
notebook mm-hmm. with paper.
Right. Well, so the exercise is the first thing, if you can do it first thing in the morning, if you need to get up 10 or 15 minutes earlier, that, you know, it could be very worthwhile.
Right.
But what you do is you just first 10 goals that come to mind, again, present tense,
mm-hmm.
but you just write those first top 10 goals down and with the deadline, and you just do that. And what you'll find is over time, some of those goals that you maybe wrote down in the first couple days or the first, you know, they might drop off. You might forget
right.
about them unless you looked back. But then new ones will start to. But what'll happen is you'll kind of hone in on the ones that are most important to you. You'll
right.
realize it because they're the same 10 then that will continue day in and day out. And then you'll really be able to work towards those.
Yep. I think it actually works out really well with what we have going on. Well, right now, people are saying that we kind of feel like we're in those Groundhog Day moments. A lot of things that used to be in our life that made the passage of time seem different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got up and I left the house and I did this. Those things
routines.
Look a lot different now. Routines
mm-hmm.
are different now. So adding in this routine, I think, also gives you that anchor that your brain needs to go, no, we are still progressing and
right.
moving forward.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we're going to just throw out maybe some different financial goals just to start to give people some ideas again. Because, again, sometimes I think people don't even know where to start.
Right.
Where should I start with these goals? I don't even know. What should be my financial goals? Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So just a couple financial goals that we recommend. If you've never had 3 to 6 months of income set aside in a cash position.
Right.
Maybe some cash is in your house. Maybe some cash is in a savings account or accessible. That would be very accessible within a day or two. That would be a great goal this year to achieve.
Right.
And if you already have that, then you've already achieved that. That wouldn't mm-hmm. be a goal for you.
Fair
right.
enough.
Right.
Another goal that we talk about.
Well, is to, if you've never done this, to work towards maxing a Roth IRA. If you qualify for that, if you don't, there are ways to still try and get money into a Roth. And that's something, you know, we can answer questions and help people with. But that's, you know, we talk about this and without getting into too much detail on that, but it can be advantageous if it makes sense for your situation, right? To be putting money towards a Roth, towards something that won't have the income taxes in the future.
Right? And those prioritize that way for a reason, where it's like, get your cushion set up first,
mm-hmm.
then these other things should be secondary, usually.
Yeah, a lot okay. of times. No, it mm-hmm. depends on people's situation. Sometimes you can be working towards multiple things at the same time,
okay.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have debt, right, you definitely want to be working on, you know, your goal could be, I am debt-free by, and you put a date, right?
Right.
I am debt-free by, depending on how much debt you have, right? And you look at that. And there's lots of resources out there where you could look at apps and things or whether mm-hmm. or websites on debt scenarios, right? That'll kind of show you how long would it take if I have X amount of dollars per month.
Right.
That's where the brainstorming comes in, because
yes.
could you free up more money in different ways to be able to put more towards it, right? And what could you do? Like you were saying, you know.
Yeah.
You know, make some short-term sacrifices to get ahead long-term.
Right. Fair
so
enough.
Those are all things.
Right. And sometimes we'll say, well, I want to be debt-free by next month. Well, that, you know, that.
I mean, you could buy some yeah, lottery tickets.
Right, or right. if you have a genie
right.
that you just hadn't used those wishes yet,
right.
let's go ahead and do that.
Right, exactly.
So make sure that, and you got to be able to, it almost is a goal that should not be believable in the beginning, though. It's
gotcha.
got to stretch you.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's like a middle space between,
right.
okay, I want to be debt-free by next month, and you really, that's, unless something crazy happens.
Mm-hmm. But if you don't have a milestone birthday coming up,
well,
then that would make sense,
right.
maybe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. But then if the goal is not achieved by the deadline, don't change your goal.
Don't give up on it, right?
Don't
right.
give up. Just push it out a little bit further. It's okay for, you know, as you goal set, it's an art. It's like anything in life. You have to learn how to do it. Take time, mm-hmm. be patient, be consistent. The people that are disciplined daily to incorporate this in their daily lives are more achievable. Statistically, about 3% of people will do goal setting in their lives. And those are the ones that can achieve more than anyone else when they do have goals that they write down and are serious about on a daily mm-hmm. basis.
We have a few more suggestions. When we come back, we'll share some more ideas on maybe some specific financial goals. And then we have a few other things to share, too.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1 and streaming on MyTalk1071.com. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Carla Zemnick-Seifzer and Cassandra Brazier from ClearStep Financial. Before we finish, I want to make sure to remind everybody that they can always go to your website mm-hmm. as well just to set up that initial free consultation. Find out what else you do. Mm-hmm. You have all kinds of great resources there just in general, because there's always things that you guys have going on that, you know, hey, did you have a question about this? Well, maybe we have some sort of virtual seminar that's coming up about
it. Well, we do. And we actually have an estate planning seminar coming up January 26th. So, you know, again, virtually, what the heck? What can be easier than sitting in your own home, right?
Uh-huh. Talk about wills and trusts and do you need it? Do you not? And there's going to be a question and answer period, too. But that's virtual. That's on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Central
January
time.
January 26th.
Yeah, perfect. 26th. So let us know if you're interested in attending that. We'll send you the invite to get on that virtually.
Right. You can go to our website and we have an events tab. Mm-hmm. So you can actually get the information for the webinar there.
Yep.
If you do want to set up a complimentary consultation, same thing on our website. And then just, you know, put in a question or just say, I'd like to set this up. I heard you guys on My Talk. One of us will reach out to you.
And so, can I just say this? I know people are very leery of these things. And I'm saying this with full disclosure that you guys are my friends. But I remember before I knew you, whenever a financial advisor would go, hey, you should call me, I a lot of times would just be really leery because I'm like, they're trying to sell me something. They're going to cost me all this money. Like all the things you think in your head when you're like, I already don't have any money. I'm not going to do this thing.
Right.
I can't talk to them.
Yeah. Right.
When that really isn't what the process is like. I had a lot of misgivings that were not actual reality when I heard that somebody was a financial advisor or financial planner.
Right.
I was like, that doesn't apply to me.
Right. And sometimes we don't know how we can help people. Mm-hmm. They might be doing great over here, 401k, all that, and they might have some questions about something over here. So again, sometimes it's just sitting down and just sharing ideas and seeing how we can help.
And don't worry about it. It's not like you're going to call Cassandra or Carla and they're going to send us $25 before we ask you the questions. It doesn't work like that. It's not at all. You'll be fine.
Just gosh. I can't even tell you how many people tell me once we're through the process that I am so relieved.
Exactly.
That was so helpful. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the education. Thank you for all the guidance that, like, I feel so much more confident now about where I'm going financially. So it's, I mean, it is just worth, that's why we do complimentary consultations. We don't want people, we want people that want to work with us, but we want people that feel comfortable working with us. And if we're not the best people to work with you, find someone else.
Exactly.
You know, we want it to be good mutually for people.
And sometimes people have questions, right? We so often come across people that don't know if they can retire or not. Mm-hmm. So again, it's putting the numbers together and sharing some ideas about how that can be achievable.
Or people that are retired. I mean, we've had more and more people that are retired as well say, I just want
how do
to make
I stay
sure
retired?
That, right, that I'm going to be okay with all this. Yeah. So, and that's those are all good. So, speaking of goals,
speaking of financial goals.
So one of your goals, if you're still in your working years, could be maybe to even increase your income by either a specific dollar amount, percentage. And I tell people, you know, I think sometimes, especially women, but maybe men too, sometimes I think we have a hard time asking for that.
Right.
We just take, well, they're going to give me this raise, or maybe they're not going to give me a raise. And we just kind of take it, even if we might not be happy with it.
Right. Or look at what's going on with the world right now with COVID and all the jobs being lost and so forth. And I think, and then like my son just graduated from college, right? Master's degree and all of that. But where are the jobs?
Yes.
Where are the jobs? So that doesn't mean you don't set goals. You are in a position in your life, continually set those goals, even though we have COVID, we have these issues out there, but don't let that stop you from setting your goals. Mm-hmm. Good things can come even in these
times like we have right now with these all these negative things going on.
You could still possibly get a raise. Get the raise that you want. If you have good reasons and justify, look, you know, this is what I've done. I've improved things, or I've done this and I've done. If you see that you're deserving of it, I would ask for it.
Right.
And you never know. Maybe they were only going to give you a 2 or 3% raise, and maybe you say, I really feel like I deserve 5%. Maybe they'll give it to you.
Exactly. Or maybe there's other opportunities for income there. Again, you set the goal. Maybe it comes from that job. Maybe it comes from other areas.
Right.
We don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, one of my little personal affirmations was, I will find, money will come to me from expected and unexpected places.
Yes,
because
and
you
talked
gotta,
about
yeah, I've
that.
Talked about
it
that.
It's happened.
Yeah, right,
good.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, look at that. But it is a matter of, once you start doing these things, you'd be surprised. And we do have so many numbers out there in our economic forecast and our unemployment numbers where women were highly impacted by a lot of these things because we happen to be, a lot of us in the hospitality industry and a lot of those jobs are highly impacted. So having somebody that can help you go, how's I'm going to reset? Here's what makes most sense. You already have enough things that you're dealing with. Wouldn't it be nice to have somebody help you figure that part of things out so you don't have to do that as well?
Save some time and money, right?
Definitely.
So another thing is, you know, and we talk about budgets a lot, right? And I think some people think, I don't want to do a budget. right. So, but on the flip side, when you actually sit down and do and put in what's important, cut out the things that aren't important, again, it's one of those freeing, liberating type of feelings and experiences, and it really helps you to feel like you have control over your finances.
Right.
And it's
makes
a good place
feel good.
To start, right?
When you're going, oh, wait a minute, I've been wasting money on this thing.
Yeah.
It feels good to call somebody and go, I'm going to cancel that. It makes you feel better.
It just, you're making some very specific, decisions, that
agreed.
Are very, right. So, and then some other things, just some other ideas.
Well, just evaluate your life insurance. That's always good to review. You could be any age and get some different types of life insurance. So we do a good job with that.
Right.
You always want to look at that. Be debt-free, I think, is a great goal.
Right.
If you've never been debt-free, just to set that as a goal.
And even with your mortgage in your home, put that, make that part of a goal. Now, maybe you don't have any debt other than your mortgage. And we talk to people all the time about it. By 2030, for various reasons, again, we won't get into all those, but some different things that may be happening with our, government and economy and things, Social Security, all those different things, things could change moving forward into the 2030s. So if you can be debt-free with your home and everything by 2030, that's a fantastic goal.
Even if you have a low interest rate, people say, I only have a 2.5% interest rate or 3%. There's a great joy of having yourself totally debt-free or working on that. Maybe an extra job or extra income, or maybe that's one of your reasons for having extra income too, is just to pay off that debt.
And there are so many, in today's society, there are so many ways you can make extra money, even if you have a full-time job.
Right.
If you have some goals that you don't, there's no way you can make any more at your job. I mean, people drive Uber, people deliver groceries, or there are so many things that you could make money doing right now.
I have friends that are virtual assistants, and I do think that right now some of my friends, they're doing it because we don't have all the social activities that we used to be able to do. They're like, I might as well work. Some of my friends are doing it like, I might as well, because we're not going to be hanging out for a while. I might as well go do a thing. I get it.
Mm-hmm. And retirement goal. You know, if you're retired, great. If you're not retired, have a goal of an age that you would like. Maybe you don't make a decision
on that age,
but maybe you work part time. You know, when you set a goal, it doesn't have to be emphatic. You can change those
goals.
Not in
stone, right? It's not in stone. If you're a little ways from retirement, you can still set it, but just you have to have that goal still and that timeline and that deadline.
Right. And set something. Put something down. Even if you don't know for sure, set it. Write it down for a few days. If it starts to get you excited, that might be the right goal.
And then just again, one last thing, will, trust, some kind of estate planning. If you don't have anything, that might be something, again, to put on your list of goals.
And
again,
we
have that estate planning seminar coming up January 26th. You can really just learn a little bit more, dig into what is a will, what does a trust mean, which one would maybe apply, or if you have some questions on that. But we just encourage people know what you need in that area, but then that's something you could work towards getting situated. I know, Jen, you talked about once you took care of all that, it's just a relief, right?
It was just taken care of. It's done. done. It's in a little fireproof, you know, baggie in my safe. Yeah. And I'm like, cool, I don't have to think about it for a while unless something in my life changes or my son gets older or whatever. But at least to know it's taken care of. I thought through all these things and had somebody help me answer all those questions. Yeah. Very freeing.
Right. Absolutely. And again, if you want to join us with our virtual estate planning, which we'll talk about wills and trusts and things like that, that's on Tuesday, January 26th at 7
you
p.m.
Can,
virtually.
You can find that on our website on clearstepfinancial.com. Go to our events tab and the information's on there. And if you just want to set up a complimentary consultation, again, that's on our website. Just go to any of the boxes that you can submit a question or contact us, and we get all that information. We'll be able to reach out to you then.
Right. Or you can call. You know, I'm a baby
Here you
boy.
Go. No, here you go. Know,
dish it I up. Wait, pick up that phone. At six, we have our number here, 651-600-0855.
Right. So if you heard any of these goals, any of these questions, if they resonated with you, but you're not sure where to start, this is a great way for you to start. You don't have to do it on your own. If you're like, I would love to have somebody lead me down this road to financial health and financial independence, calling Clear Step Financial is a great place to start. So we will see you guys in a couple of weeks. Next week, we're going to have Dr. Amy Johnson-Grass from Health Foundations in talking about managing stress during the winter and the pandemic.
Yes. What a great topic.
So thanks for joining us on the Health and Wealth Show. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.